Good evening, everyone. It's good to see you again on another day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in her. This is Sister Pema Jean's hand, the teacher of the Contemporary Bible Class at Salem Baptist Church. My pastor, my brother in the Lord, Reverend Dr. Selwyn Q. Backus. But we meet in the great name of Jesus, Jesus Christ our Lord. And we're going to continue on if it's any first time visitors with us. We are so glad you're here. You're encouraged to invite anyone who has a desire to read the Word of God can come to this class. That's what we do. We read God's Word. And so today we will be continuing in our study from Luke. We're going to continue in our study from where we left off last week, and we're concluding today the chapter, Luke chapter 18, verses 35 through 43. That is our scripture text, official scripture text for today's class. This will be, as you all know, we have been studying from Luke chapter 18. Today, we're going to conclude that chapter, Lord willing. So I'm going to open with prayer, and then we're going on with our study. I hope you have a Bible. I encourage you to have one, but if you don't, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Blessed God, we thank you for this, the Contemporary Bible Class. Thank you that I could be here. Lord Jesus, class. It's your class. It ain't mine. It's your class. You got to be the teacher. So I ask you to teach that we may all be greater disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom we love and serve. In the name of great Jesus, our great high priest, amen. Well, today we're going to continue on in our study from Luke chapter 18, picking up from where we were on last week. As you have, I just said, we'll be studying that scripture. And we're not going to have time, of course, even though we're at the end of the chapter, to go through the whole chapter. But we're going to be right on God's time. Today, our text you have and our lesson I've given you, Luke 18, 35 through 43. Well, I'm going to give a overview review as I normally do. And as you know, ain't no way and go through the entire scripture with the review. But let me give a brief overview of this chapter of what we've been studying thus far in Luke chapter 18. The subject, as I said, is blind man receives sight. And we have seen in this scripture, we've made a lot of characters. We've met up with a lot. But Luke is going to be going on here pretty soon. And when we look at Luke chapter 18 here, and let's look at just starting at verse 35, because when we last met in our class, that's where we were. And Luke 18, verses 35. So let's start out today with reading that scripture, okay? So you don't have to, just follow along the scripture, Luke 18, beginning at verse 35. Then it happened, as he was coming near Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the road begging. And hearing a multitude passing by, he asked what it meant. So they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet. But he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him that he be brought to him. And when he came near him, he asked him, saying, What do you want me to do for you? He said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God and all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Amen. That's our scripture. So let's see what the Lord is going to say to us from this word. Well, let's just go. You all know I like little by little. So let's just start out off for all the previous readers and reading the scriptures that you were, quote, appointed to do. Thank you. We're not going to take time to go through that, who read what. But let's go on into verse 35. And let's see how the Lord is going to open this up to us. In verse 35, it says, then it happened. Now, you know that then it happened there, tell you, some action going on. Something else going on, but it had to come, whatever it is, it had to come after then. In other words, whatever the then is, then it happened. Whatever the then is, connecting in whatever direction it happened, this movement. Getting ready to have some movement here. And the movement, Jesus was coming. Jesus was coming near Jericho. All right. So that's for those who want to, you can study more into the word Jericho. Coming near Jericho. And there's a whole bunch right in that. Coming near Jericho. That a certain blind man, sat by the roadside begging. Now let's get this picture now, because you can't go too fast through the word. Okay? As Jesus here coming near Jerusalem, certain, he was coming near Jericho, that a certain blind man. Now, I encourage you, you all know that I have told you, meditate on the scripture, ponder, picture, play it out, role play to as much as possible to the degree, but it's meditation is key. Meditation is key in spiritual study. Meditate. So that's why it's the little by little and the word by word, because God begins to open as we ponder and meditate. Now this man, there was this certain man, a certain blind man. And I begin to ask the question, who is this man? What we gonna learn about him? Well, you gotta read the word. You gotta read the word to find out about this man. Now, if you're talking about somebody else, you're talking about somebody else. But this is now I'm reading from the New King James. Your Bibles may say something else. But my Bible said there that a certain blind man. So that tells you this is specific, this focusing in, lasering in on a certain blind man. Certain one. Is it you? Are you that certain blind man? Because see, the certain blind man, you notice, he don't have a name. Scripture didn't give him a name. He's a certain blind man. So you say, is it me? Lord, is this about me? This certain blind man who's sitting in position, he's sitting by the roadside. He's there. He said that a certain blind man sat by the roadside. What's his condition? Well, we know that he's stationary. He's in place. He's sitting by the roadside. Now those are the roadside, you know, is for what? Movement, action, getting from one place to another. But we got an opposite here, because this man, he's sitting by the roadside. Others are traveling, going here and where and there, wherever they're going. So we got opposite things going on. We have a blind man. He's sitting by the road. What happens on the road? Movement, action, but he can't move. But he is by the road. Now I want you to picture the Holy Ghost. He'll let you know, is it I? Is this me? And but why are you sitting by the roadside? A certain multitude. Now that's a change in noise, the environment. Here comes a multitude. And you know, roadsides where we have busy highways, we have streets that hardly anyone travels, but all of them are made for movement. And here's this man here sitting by the road, and he was begging. And here in a multitude, he heard. Now he heard all kinds of things, no doubt. But this time he heard a multitude passing. And he had heard that before, no doubt. But this multitude here is a certain multitude that's passing. They're in movement. They're moving. He's there. And he heard. Key word, heard. He heard this multitude. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And hearing a multitude passing by, he asked, he asked, he asked, he asked, because he heard something. And when he heard something, he inquired. He wanted to know, what's this I hear? Hearing. So important. Faith comes by hearing. So this certain multitude passing by, he wanted to know what it meant because he heard. He couldn't move. I mean, he was begging whether he could move or not. It doesn't say that. But the point I'm trying to make is he heard. He heard a multitude, and they were in movement passing by. And he asked, he asked, he asked. Now, this is a link here. He's asking what it meant. Well, the people are passing by. You can picture it's a multitude passing by and just picture like a parade, a host of people going to wherever. And they're passing by. And it was a lot of excitement on this, in the noise of this scripture. And so that arrests this man's attention, is what he heard in the noise. And so the multitude passing by, and hearing a multitude passing by, he asked, what it meant. What are people asking as they hear whatever noise we may be making? But we're going to find out as verse 37, he asked, ask, yes, little word, ask, one syllable, ask, pow. Starts with an ask. So, where am I? So, what verse? So,
and so he told him.
Verse 36. And he, hearing a multitude passing by, asked what it meant. Because he heard. So faith gonna rise up. So they told him, because he asked, they told him that Jesus of Nazareth, passing by, Jesus of Nazareth. And when he found out who it was that was passing by, you know, it could have been any old Macy's Day Parade or anything. But no. This is Jesus, the Son of David. Covenant name. Son of David. And I'm still, when the Lord says so, do that teaching on David. It's this covenant in here coming into play when you talk about the Son of David. It has to do with Messiahship. Son of David. And he speaks. He cried out saying, Jesus, call, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And he called out, cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He knew exactly what he wanted. And he asked for it, because Jesus is passing by. All them other folks was getting whatever they wanted, trying to get it, trying to get in. But this man, he cried out specifically, Jesus. You all know what Jesus means. Savior. son of David. David fits in Messiah. Son of David, have mercy on me. Now that son of David at the appointed time will say more, but for now, is son of David, the Messiah's son who was coming on down, the son of David, covenant name. You know, sometimes all the names of the Lord have much. Son of David, and his specific request was for mercy. Have mercy on me. Now, it's just a specific request. This is what he wanted. He wanted mercy. So he called and he asked for it because someone was passing by, Jesus, Savior, who has the power to give mercy. Son of David, have mercy on me. Then those who went before, warned him. This other the crowd. They warned. Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet. And you know that's what you know. They trying to get theirs. Everybody hollering out, trying to get theirs. But he warned them. Then those who went by warned him. They're trying to shut up this man. Shut up. We don't want to hear you. Jesus is passing. We don't want to hear you. Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet. And you all, this whole thing that would say be quiet, because this man is wanting to know what's going on. But did he stop? No. He didn't stop crying out for what he wanted. He cried out the more. He cried out the more. And all of this, make it personal. It's for you. Cry out all the more. Because this is Jesus passing by. That crowd don't care about us. That crowd don't care about you. But Jesus passing by, son of David, and this is my chance. I ain't gonna let nobody. Say what I can't cry. Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still. You know, you all this crowd. All this movement, and look what happened. So now that he cries out, Jesus stood still. Got his attention. Jesus stood still, because Jesus is responding to what? He's responding to this man. I don't care what that crowd is saying. I'm going to call out to Jesus. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still. We got to say, you got to get above the crowd and all of that to get the attention, quote, of the Lord. So he will hear the voice of faith. Have mercy on me. Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. You all see this movement here in this action as a result of faith, as a result of Jesus passing by, as a result of I'm getting what's mine from Jesus. I don't care who says what. Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet, but he cried out. You keep crying out. You keep crying out. All the more. Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still, commanded him to be brought to him. Putting this man, separation. This man Now everybody's looking. Everybody's looking. All of a sudden, could this man be brought to him? And when he came near, had to come, had to respond to Jesus' come on, had to respond to the word of the Lord, had to respond to Jesus' yes, when everybody else is saying no. And when he came near, so Jesus stood still, commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, Jesus asked him. You know, a whole bunch of folks can ask a whole bunch of things. Only God can give you what's meant for you. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought near, be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, What do you want me to do for you? You are, there it is, from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. What do you want me to do? That's what he's asking you tonight. Forget them folks. You cry out. Because they're going to be trying to shut you down. The devil don't want us getting what's out. But you cry out. When Jesus said, what do you want me to do? Now, this just ain't any old body. When he said, what do you want me to do for you? He said, you all, what do you want God to do for you? That he can do it. And he's asking you. If you don't get swept up in the crowd of other folks and what they want you to do. What do you want me to do for you? What do you want for me to do for you? Elementary words. One syllable. Simple words. But all of what's in them. When the King himself, the Lord God Almighty, says, what do you want me to do? Don't hold back. God can do anything. Woo! He said, here comes his response. He said, Lord, y'all hear that, Lord, that I may receive my sight. He was specific, said exactly what he wanted. Jesus, God, had asked him, what do you want me to do? Lord, that I may receive my sight. God can do anything. Ask him. Now, how are you going to do it? When are you going to do it? I don't know the mind of God. Not at all. But he said it here, and his word is true. His word is faithful. He meant what he said, said what he meant, and never had said, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, back step, oh, I forgot this, forgot that. And so he responded, Lord, he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Who else can do that? Can't nobody else got the power to do it. And this is my opportunity with the Lord Jesus himself. Ask for exactly what you want. Then Jesus said to him, then Jesus said to him, receive your sight. You all receive it. Now, it's going to be a lot to fight to tell you, shut up. He can't do that. He don't do that. He do da 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 da. No, my Jesus said, receive your sight. Your faith. Your faith. Faith comes by here. You gotta have faith. Show enough faith. Has made you well. Your faith. One though. Here we go again. The one syllable word. But oh, your faith has made, your faith has made you well. And as you read this text, a scripture. God didn't limit it. He didn't limit to what you can ask of the Almighty God. How he works it out. The way he does it. He may not at all choose to do it the way we would have. But he said here, what do you want me to do? You all, whatever. You want God to do. Don't let nobody say it can't be done. Then Jesus, I'm in verse 42 here. Then Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has made you well. Now this man, he had a lot what's going on against him. Man, shut up, we won't hear you. In other words, shut up, you're going to be all kinds of but if only this, there is no limit to God. Verse 43. And immediately. Now the timing in this, we don't know how long that man had been sitting by there begging. You all heard the song. Don't let this moment pass you by. Jesus is waiting. I think that's the word. With his arms open. Don't let the moment pass you by. Don't get swept up in nothing. But getting what Jesus has for me. Verse 43. And immediately. Now that immediately, the man had to go through the process. No telling how long he'd been sitting there before this immediately came to pass. This immediately could have been 5 years, 10 years. However long, when it's the time. And immediately he received his sight. Now you all, this is what it's all about. This is the theme, per se. We're in Luke, discipleship. Because when it's all said and done, Jesus has, he's calling for disciples. Y'all know what a disciple is. Follow Jesus. That's what he's after. Is true show enough discipleship of following him. Discipleship. Follow me. That's what it is. Follow me. So you gotta hear his voice to know what he says and follow him. Gonna be a whole bunch of clutter in the way. Whole bunch of things to make us doubt, fear, be intimidated. And the devil's gonna be all over it. It, y'all know. But this is how Luke 18 is ending. As we come to the towards the end of our chapter here. When it's all said and done, and we could go back in the scripture. Follow me. Follow me. And verse 43. And immediately, let me read verse 42. And Jesus said to him, receive. Can y'all hear me? Receive your sight. Ooh, oh, did y'all just hear me say, can you hear me? I meant that in the natural. But God said it in the spirit. Can you hear me? Faith comes by hearing. And by the word of God. Then Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has made you well. That's it. Your faith and hearing the voice of God and following him. make you well. And immediately he received his sight. Here it is. Followed Jesus. Disciple, fisher of men. Make fishers of men. Make, that's what Jesus has commanded us to do. Make disciples of men. Verse 43, and immediately he received the sight, followed him. I don't care what nobody did to you, you follow him. Glorify God. And that's what it's all about. For thine is the kingdom. And that's another thing. All kind of glory seekers are coming for all kinds of stuff. But seek ever to follow him and glorify God. Not self or anything else. And it's a battle. You know this battle, y'all know that. People want to do good. Yeah. Yeah. But that's Satan's job. Keep them from following the Lord. Verse 43. And immediately he received his sight and followed him. Can you tell them that other folks tell you who to follow? And followed him and glorifying God. Seek the glory of God. Because if you seek something else, this is about God. It's about his glory. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And immediately he received his sight, followed him. Glorifying God. Look, make disciples. Make disciples. And all the people, when they saw it, it ministers to others. It's an opportunity for others. That's what it's about. It's finished multiplying. Get here. That's when this man will glorify God. More fish for Jesus. All the people, they heard. All the people, for God so loved. The world. No! That he gave his own begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish. That's what Satan has to do, kill us. For God so loved the world. That he gave. Look who's passing by. It's God. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth believe it. And always seek, it's about God's glory. Not to be a million things. Yo, I'm Thelma. One of my deepest prayers. And you have heard me say this, some of you who have been with me. Lord, take me wherever you want to go, but keep me ever lowly. I mean, ever lowly. That denying yourself lowly. Keep me ever lowly. That's key. You only get in without lowliness. Verse 43. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God so loved the world. Are you in the world? God loves you. People, we want people to know. We want people to know. God loves you. Tell them that I love them. That whosoever. Made disciples. That's what is this here. It's made disciples. And all the people. Look at that. All the people. When they saw it, gave praise to God. What time is it? Awesome. Catherine. Okay, we got time. Okay, so I think we got about 10 minutes. Is that right? Okay, I'm going to keep going.
That's right, Delma.
Thank you. Keep going here. So immediately. And you all, somebody might be thinking, well, there is a timer. Yeah. And I know that. But this is how this is going today. That's life. And that's another thing. With God, you don't know how you're going to do it. I know, clocks and all that. Well, it didn't go that way. I'm still following the Lord. I'll get the clock fixed, y'all. Watch. Okay, and immediately, he received his sight and followed him. Followed him. Glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, they gave praise. That's what it's about. Yes. For thine is the kingdom, yes, and the power, yes, and the glory, yes, forever. Yes. Yes, it is. Yes. All the people, when they saw it, they gave praise to God.
Yes.
Now this is, as we're wrapping up, in God's time of this chapter. Next week, Lord willing, we're going to move on in Jesus with chapter 19. So I'm letting you know, next week we will be studying from Luke chapter 19, moving on. And as we, this chapter ends, you all who are in this class, this is something I've been through. Ooh, y'all don't know what I've been and what I've been through. Tell them. Because see, the devil it took a while for me to get to the point. Y'all know that. But God, next week, Lord willing, we're going to move on in our study of Luke chapter 18. I encourage you to read as the Lord leads you. And this has been, what's the word? I don't know. I just know God told Velma. This is part of my personal. This is what God told me to do. Velma, teach the word. Teach the word. God's word alive. Not God's word alive. Contemporary Bible. Sunday school teacher. Teacher. Teach. And I teach. Y'all know that. I'm trying. I ain't perfect. Y'all just don't know. So we end today. And I think I have a couple of minutes. We're moving on now in Luke. Encourage you to study on your own, read, you know, go on with the Lord. And get into, you know, to seeing how this God's word is for you. That's where it is for you. As we, I didn't know how this was going to go. Y'all don't know. Some of y'all were with me. Didn't see those words. And the Lord came back. And it was last night, and it was through battle. It was through battle. The Lord said, tell them, meaning to the class, teach the class what I want you to tell them as their teacher. I ain't your God. I ain't your teacher either. That's Jesus. But I'm teaching the lesson that he gave me. I always in my heart is the lesson for the class. It's part of me. Y'all know me. I'm going to teach the Bible. And all I'm going through. So I'm going through. But in me was, I got to teach. I got to teach. This is the lesson. And I was like, Lord, what? He let me know, though. But he came to a point where he said, So, I'll be a witness. No, nothing. When God told me, don't cover it up, this is the way he led me, you all. I didn't know where I was going. Satan trying to take my mind. But God said, tell the claim. Father, we love you.
Thank you, Lord.
And as we do, as we not do, maybe do is the word. Our final, our study for today, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for your great love.
Yeah.
Love.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank for you, us. Lord. I'm going to say a prayer. And I'm going to say, like I normally say, if the Lord will, see you next week.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes.
God, in the name of the Lord
Jesus.
In the
name of Jesus.
Thank you for
thank you, Father.
Being our teacher.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We love you.
Yes, Lord.
I love you.
Thank you, Lord.
I love you.
Thank you, Lord.
You all.
Yes.
I love you. Not like the Lord. I love you. And that is key in ministry.
Yes.
You gotta love them. You gotta love them. You gotta love them. Lord, thank you. And we praise you and give you glory. This is Velma Sanders and your teacher. And I hope to meet. I hope you all can join us again in class next week. Amen. This Amen. Is ending our class.
Amen.
Thank you.
This is ending our class.
Thank you, Sister Velma. Yes.
Love you, Velma.
Love you. Good evening. You all have a good week.
Yes.
You thank you, Velma.
Have a great week. Thank you for everything.
And we thank you.
We thank you for the lesson today. It was beautiful.
God bless you. Thank you.
Awesome word. Awesome
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, dear God.
Good to see you all.
Yes.
You. It's good to see you too.
Ah.
Yes, it is. We praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise God. Together. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yep, praise. And I got Miss Sadie and Miss Rudy too.
Oh, hi, Miss Sadie and Miss Rudy. Ruby, I'm sorry.
Ruby, you say hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Miss Sadie.
Yeah.
Hell, you heard him. So we say, praise the Lord.
Praise the
Lord.
We're
giving you strength.
Praise the Lord.
We thank God.